this truth of the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob and your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yesterday, here's a praise report. Three workers building the new abortion facility in Denver for Planned Parenthood and the Whites Corporation, some call it Auschwitz. Three workers, thanks to pro-life activist Christians who were there warning them, three workers threw down their shovels and walked off the job. Praise God for that. And in studio, I have Cal Zastro with Michigan Citizens for Life. Cal, welcome to Denver.
Oh, thanks. Great to be here.
You were down at the Capitol?
Yes, we're down at the Capitol today. We were also down at the Planned Parenthood Killing Center this morning witnessing. And
the one where they're actually still killing kids.
That's right, where the blood flows.
What a tragedy. And the one that they're trying to replace with this massive new abortion facility. So yesterday, three workers, and that's three eternal souls, three people made in God's image and likeness who were being used and manipulated by the Whites Company, general contractor, and by Planned Parenthood to help them build a child-killing facility.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God that those guys realized right from wrong, said, we're not going to do this. And then there was a subcontractor, and I don't want to give his name, but we had lengthy conversations with him over the last week, 2 weeks, and he did say that he's stopped working at that site. He's not going to work on any abortion clinic, and he's out of there. So we don't want to give his name because we don't even want people to call him and thank him. Just leave him alone. But he did say that he is not going to work on an abortion clinic.
Amen.
So we praise God for that also. That's been a few subcontractors now that have said that. So, Cal, you're here because of the Personhood Amendment effort in Colorado.
That's right. That's right. I'm here as a volunteer. I came as a consultant to help train people how to do the petition drive. It's important. I am just fired up what you folks are doing out here, what the Lord is blessing his people to do in ending the murdering of baby boys and girls with his Personhood Amendment. And my specialty is petitioning. My specialty is setting up security and training and quality control and helping teach moms and pops who don't like to petition, don't know how to petition, to get them comfortable and to train them so they know how to get the signatures and get this job done.
Well, we really need that, Cal, because, you know, most of us have not done this before. We need how many signatures in Colorado to get this on the ballot?
Well, 76,000 valid ones, but you need to collect a cushion because some may not be valid. So you really got to get at least 100,000.
At least 100,000.
That's right. Till May 13th.
And yep. We have till May 13th. The effort is already underway, but you're going to train us. So hopefully some people will come out to the training later today. I'm going to be there in Arvada, Colorado. But maybe you could give us some advice also right now. But first, where could people go later today? That's at what time?
4:30 at
Maranatha Christian Center. In Arvada at 7180 Oak Street. And that's real easy. For people in Colorado, you take I-70 to Kipling North, and it'll curve to the west after a few miles, and there's a light at Oak Street. You make a right, you head north again, and right at 72nd and Oak, there's 20 acres of beautiful campus, Maranatha Christian Center, from preschool through high school. And the administrators of that school are solidly anti-abortion, pro-life, and so they have made their facility available for a training session. There's even going to be food there.
Wow.
That's a good deal. That attracts me. You know, I hate to say it, Cal.
Well, I'm not going to eat till I'm done with the training session. I'm going to do it that way.
All right, but there'll be pizza and drinks, and the training starts at 4:30, and so anyone is invited, right?
That's right. That's right.
What if a pro-abort comes?
Great. We'll lay hands on him and cast the demons out of him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay, all right. There we go. My phone wasn't working a while back. I tried that on my phone. It didn't work. But okay, so Cal, so the people in the audience who are listening, this show is on America's most powerful Christian radio station. It's 50,000 watts, real low on the AM dial, which means the signal goes almost all over Colorado and into seven neighboring states. So there are people listening who have never had a petition in their hands asking people to sign a petition. What does this ballot initiative do, first of all? And then secondly, how do we get signatures?
Well, real briefly, this is a constitutional amendment similar to the marriage amendment that passed. This is a constitutional amendment that would define person as beginning at fertilization.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's just
defines person as from the moment of fertilization, you have a person.
That's it.
So for the Equal Protection Clause, for in the Colorado Constitution, where you read person, that means that unborn child in the womb, as of that moment, that's a person.
That's right. Or out of the womb, if somebody froze the kid in the test tube.
Out of the womb.
Some mad scientist in a clinic did that. But that means you can't play with human life. You can't kill babies. You can't cut their heads off. You can't go cloning. You can't mess with them.
Because they're precious human beings. And we talk about the snowflake kids.
That's right.
Which are these little kids that were frozen as frozen embryos stored in a freezer. And then they were adopted. And thank God they were adopted, implanted in a mom's womb. And now you could see their pictures on the internet. They're gorgeous little kids.
Great.
They were not just like frozen globules. They were precious children who were sort of in a coma. They're cryogenically frozen. And, you know, that's somewhat cruel right there.
Yeah.
But then to discard them or destroy them is just a wanton disrespect for precious kids.
Well, this petition drive and the education that will come about because of it will have an incredible impact on Colorado and the nation, because we're making people think who's a person and who isn't.
Mm.
And there is no moral high ground. There is no morality, no ethics, let alone religion, in the pro-abortion, pro-death position. There is none,
mm-hmm.
because they have to prove that it's not a human being at fertilization. Well, basic biology teaches that it is.
Well, of course, and in fact, that goes way back to the 1870s, a German zoologist, Oscar Hertwig, in 1875, he showed that definitively, and ever since then, all biology has concurred with this, that penetration of a spermatozoan into an ovum was the beginning of independent life. It's no longer the ovum. It's no longer the sperm, which both have half of the genetic material of a human being. From that moment, that is the beginning of a unique living human being.
Right.
That's pretty exciting.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, Brian Rohrbaugh, you know Brian Rohrbaugh.
Yes.
Columbine dad, who's now the president of American Right to Life. He interviewed just a day ago or so with the Chicago Tribune. And in that interview, he pointed out that for decades, they have been denying, they being the pro-aborts and the media, have been not been denying that that there's an abortion taking place when you kill that fertilized egg. They've said, oh, the birth control pill, that doesn't destroy a unique living human. That's just the contraception. Now, with these kinds of personhood amendments, they're saying, oh, wait a minute, this might outlaw the birth control pill because it kills the fertilized egg before it implants. They're admitting a truth that they had been denying for 20 years. And he makes the argument that this shows that we're headed in the right direction, because when you have truth on your side, that forces the others to get closer and closer to the reality that we all know to be true.
Right.
It's powerful.
Amen. They can attack us. They can sidestep the issue. They can bring up all these other issues. Mm-hmm. But if we stay on message and our hearts are humble, God will anoint truth. God will bless truth. And the truth is going to win on this one.
Mm. The truth will set you free. Of course, that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But that's true with all truth. Points to him, and all lies try to undermine and distort the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So how about these petitions? This is being run by ColoradoForEqualRights.com.
Right.
The whole effort. They sponsored this initiative. And so we get petitions. How do we get them, first of all?
You get them by, you can go on the website, ColoradoForEqualRights.com, or you can call this number, 719-749-2164, and volunteer.
Hmm.
and get yourself some petitions. They've all got serial numbers on them, so you know we'll keep track of who gets what. Mm-hmm. But what I want to encourage people to do is to think that this effort, that they're needed in this effort, literally numbers count here. Mm. And it will not happen if each individual who can, if they don't do the best they can, it won't happen. Mm. And babies will continue to be murdered, and lies will continue to have their sway in the culture, and God's wrath and judgment will be upon us. Mm-hmm. But I believe God's wrath and judgment can be stayed. I believe that we can get his blessings if we obey him. Edmund Burke, he was the British member of Parliament during the American Revolution, who said, "All that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing." But that's not his best quote, in my opinion.
Yeah.
His best quote is this: "Nobody makes a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could only do a little." Mm. Again, nobody makes a greater mistake than he who does nothing because he could only do a little.
Wow.
Now, some folks may be thinking, well, you know what? I live out here in a rural area, or I'm real busy with work, or I'm a stay-at-home mom, and, oh, yeah, maybe if there's one at church, I'll sign one. No, don't wait. Mm. Call. Call. Hit the website. Get a petition yourself.
We're talking with Cal Zastro, president of Michigan Citizens for Life, and he's in Colorado volunteering to train us so that we can carry these personhood petitions and get signatures on them. We need about 100,000 signatures. Cal, this might encourage you. It did me. We got an email yesterday at Bob and Yurt Live from a couple. They live up in the mountains in Colorado. I think it was Chaffee County in the middle of the state. And they said, "We're coming down to Denver this weekend. We want to pick up petitions so we could get them here in the middle of the mountains and start getting signatures." That's pretty neat. That's a good attitude.
That's fantastic.
This is a retired couple up there, and they don't have any previous experience in this, but they're thinking, hey, we can do this.
Amen. Without a vision, the people perish. And we have a vision. We, the good folks at Colorado for Equal Rights, they have a vision to honor the Lord and to end the murdering of babies. And this is an exciting opportunity. And so I'm telling you, here's it, across America, the key state to petition in, the key state for the citizens to get a referendum on their ballot to end the murdering, to recognize God's truth, and to correct bad language in the Constitution is Colorado. That's my opinion as a consultant, as a person who does petition drives, who's worked in the personhood amendment movement. Colorado is the key state right here, right now, where the battle rages. We need your help.
We need your help. And the battle is raging here. Brian was quoted in the LA Times, Brian Robot, just a week ago, saying that Colorado opened this evil door in 1967. April 1967, and you know what was sad, Cal? Many of us love Ronald Reagan because of his determination to tell people abortion is killing the innocent. He had no exceptions. But 3 months later, in June 1967, Reagan was the new governor of California, and he signed their first permissive abortion law for rape and incest.
Yeah.
Real tragic. And then on, was it 60 Minutes with Chris Wallace, years later, he was asked, what was the biggest failure of your career? He asked Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan said, "Mike, that's easy. That's when I opened Pandora's box and signed that abortion law back in 1967.
Yes.
I'm thankful that he acknowledged that he repented of it, because that's what God needs in us, a humble and broken heart. When we do wrong, we do some pretty wicked things. But God can do wonders with us when we acknowledge our sin and ask him to forgive us.
Amen.
Amen. So Colorado opened this door, as Brian said in the LA Times last week. And you know what? What started here ends here.
That's right. Colorado, in fact, because of the relatively low number of petition signatures required, because you've got some great pro-life groups and great churches and great other pro-family Christian groups and stuff, here in the state and that can focus on this, Colorado is the key state to petition in. Colorado is the key state nationally to push for a state amendment right now. The time is now. The battle's here. And folks, maybe you think, well, I don't have time to petition. I don't have $1,000 to give. Folks, you know what? Jesus addressed that with the story, with the parable of the widow's two mites. Mm-hmm. Give what you can, and especially with your time. Folks, get some petitions, and everybody goes to some events. Everybody does. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't live in the city. Maybe you're way off in the mountains. That's fine. That's great. But what do? They're going to have a rodeo up there. They're going to have a special fishing opening tournament. They're going to have pageants. They're going to have events where you can go and get signatures at. You, even if you live in the rural areas, you can go to every single church in your rural county and say, I'm going to show up. Go and talk to the priest or the pastor or whatever.
Yeah.
And say, I'm going to show up and petition to end abortion at your church on this day. If you guys want to help, that'd be great too. But I'm coming and go talk to people like that.
In other words, I'd like to come to your Wednesday night service. I'd like to come Sunday morning, Sunday night, and sit in the back at a table with these petitions. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, for one, you meet new people.
Yep.
And, you know, that's pretty fun for everybody except an ogre, I guess. I like meeting people. People are made in God's image and likeness, and even the rebellious ones are worth getting to know.
Yep.
And you share the love of Jesus Christ with them. You talk about right and wrong. And some people say, I'm not going to sign that. That's an opportunity to talk to them.
Right. Give them some literature. Talk to them. Say, well, you know, shouldn't the law? Here's the question: when people who are pro-life Christians, especially when they say they're not going to sign or they're busy or whatever, say, shouldn't the law protect everybody? Because currently it doesn't. That's the good question to leave with people. Mm-hmm. Big tip on petitioning: when you're out in front of a store or at a rodeo or at an event, or shopping, or in front of a post office, or wherever you're at in public doing it. In churches, just have everybody sign, and that's great. Mm-hmm. But when you're out in the public, and if people say, no, they don't want to sign, don't argue with them. Just let them go. Mm. Just say, oh, or okay, and there they go. Mm-hmm. And most of them, because they're in a hurry. But other people will sign, and as they're signing, say, hey, we need some help. Can you get a petition and take this, and do you think you could get a few more?
That's what I wanted to know. When people come, let's say at Denver Bible Church, we will have at the back of our church Sunday morning a table set up with a petition there for people to sign.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfectly legal in Colorado, all over the country.
Right, for churches that choose to be corporations and
that's
to be 501c3.
A great point. Hopefully there are increasingly churches that are not 501c3s, so they can do and say whatever they want to
the glory
of God, and they don't have a gag rule saying you can't say that, you know, Hillary Clinton is a child killer and don't vote for her. As all churches should be able to say this. But for those that are incorporated, that are 501c3s, and that tend to be far more timid, even they should know that even under the corrupt regulations we have with the IRS, it is perfectly legal for them to promote this petition drive.
Exactly. Exactly. It is illegal. It's a legal petition drive.
It's legal.
Ballot access. It's not an opinion one, but it is still a moral issue. It's not endorsing a political party, a political candidate.
Right.
It is a moral gospel issue
that
we must translate and correct bad language in our Constitution here. Mm. And correct that with language that would honor God.
All right. So churches need to know that you have every right to do this before God and even before the corrupt IRS. You have every right to do this. You will not be challenged. Last year, Focus on the Family did a great job educating churches. You are allowed to promote this Defend Marriage Amendment, and churches did. 1,000 churches promoted it. They got the signatures, they got people out to vote, and as a result, that passed, that was successful. Now we're doing this to define personhood, even here in liberal Colorado. But, you know, even liberals, their kids are precious in the eyes of God.
That's right.
And when we say the truth, we have the opportunity to win them over. So let's go to the phones, and we'll take a call from Nathrop, Colorado. Pam, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. You're on with Cal Zastro. Welcome, Pam.
Oh, hi, and God bless you both. It's just great that we're doing this, and I'm going to do it too. But maybe you could explain, how do you sign the petition?
How do you actually sign it?
Yes. Do you have to print first on the first line, and then the same person will write underneath that line? I mean, can maybe for the people who don't know,
sure.
You know.
Sure. Now, I've signed an initial petition. Cal?
Well, it's on the legal petition. Once you get it, you'll see that there's boxes there. And in every box, it says signature, printed name, address, stuff, and date, stuff like that.
It makes it very clear.
Very clear, very simple.
Right, yep. So first you print your name, and you need to print it the way you're registered to vote.
Okay.
Is that right, Cal? Yep. So yep. I didn't print Bob Enyart because I'm registered as Robert Enyart.
Okay.
So you write that, then I did the address I'm registered to vote at, and then it asks for your signature and the date, and then you sign it. So it's real straightforward, Pam. But even still, a lot of people do it wrong. That's why we need so many extra signatures.
Okay, see, that was my next question. See, we have to get it so perfect. And you even have to put the zip code in there as well, right? You have to have your full legal
address. Ask for county. They ask for the address in the county, zip code. All right.
Okay, great.
Thank you
so much. All right, that's all I need. Maybe you'd help somebody. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks.
Bless you.
Pam, God bless you. Cal, she's one of how many who will be carrying these petitions? How many petition carriers will we need?
We need enough to get 100,000 signatures.
Right. So if each person, a petition pack, they come when you get one petition, it actually, I think, has four printed sheets on it,
I think.
And I don't know how many is total on there. Maybe it's about 79 or so, something like that. And that pack, you know, maybe the average person will get 20 or 30 signatures. That means we may need 3,000, 4,000 people.
Yep.
Each with one of those. Now, some people will go out there and get 500 or 1,000, just an individual. My kids go to the Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts, and one kid sold $1,600 worth of popcorn in a matter of a week or two. So you can do it when you're determined.
Right. Now, for like stay-at-home moms, that's fine. You know, I don't expect you to spend every day out on the university campus street preaching and petitioning.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to the grocery store, ask a couple people.
Mm.
Take it with you to church. Take it when you go to the neighbors. Take it with you when you go to the post office. Take it when you go to get your hair done.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever events you are planning coming up, try and coordinate efforts. Maybe you can babysit a friend in your church. Maybe you can babysit their kids so that couple can go petition at the movie, mm-hmm. or at the gun show or at the flower festival or whatever event there is going on in town in the area to petition at where there's going to be people at. You can offer to babysit for some friends so they can go and get signatures at it.
Wow, what a great idea. Offer to babysit for somebody else to collect signatures. And then how about this? If you're going to go to a grocery store, how does that happen? I often see people getting signatures at grocery stores. Do you go in and you ask the manager, I'd like to set up here and get signatures?
Right. It's best to go and ask. Anytime you're on private property, go and ask for permission if you can.
You know, and if they say no, I wouldn't argue with the guy.
Right.
It's their property.
It's private property.
Right.
There's other places. But any place where there's a public sidewalk against a public road, you own that.
Right.
Don't move. In fact, if you're on a public sidewalk and you're petitioning and somebody says you can't be here, the restaurant owner you're in front of or whatever, and they call the police and they say you can't be here, I beg you, call me. We could sure use the free media. I will come and get arrested for petitioning on that sidewalk. I'd be thrilled to do that. I would love that. The free media.
Yeah.
Talking about free speech rights,
right.
All that kind of stuff. That would be great.
Right.
So if you're on a public sidewalk in front of whatever, then fine. You're doing great there.
And people should realize we don't want to scare anyone away. You do this 100 times, and 99 times, there's not the slightest problem. You're on a public sidewalk, and you're collecting signatures. In the rare time when there is a problem, that's when you call Colorado for Equal Rights or Cal's Astro.
Yep.
And I'd like to give out that phone number again and the website. And let's say this. They've made their first couple printings of this petition, but it's going to cost a lot more to print more petitions.
Yes.
And so if you'd like to donate for this cause, you go to ColoradoForEqualRights.com. You call this number, 719-749-2164, and you could help by donating money to print more petitions. You know, a terrible thing happened in South Dakota. They had their complete abortion ban on the ballot and National Right to Life. according to leaders I talked to in South Dakota, they said National Right to Life took in a ton of money, and they were actually against that effort to ban all abortions, and they not a penny went to it. In Colorado, if you want to donate to this, you give the money to the campaign. It's coloradoforequalrights.com, and the phone number is 719-749-2164. So, Cal, 4:30, that's in an hour from now, you're going to be at Maranatha Christian Center.
Yep, I'd invite people to come and receive training. Now, some people look at petitioning like they do snake oil salesmen.
Yeah.
And so people don't want to be snake oil salesmen. They don't want to get spit at and mocked and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know what? If you're in the Denver area, the grassroots coordinator, the holiness, wonderful man of God, volunteer missionary Keith Mason and I are going to be traveling around the state. Next week for a few days, we're going to be in Durango. We're going to be in the Colorado Springs area. We're going to be in Grand Junction. And I forget all the other areas we're going to be. Listen, call the number. Hit the website and say, I'd like some more training. Can I meet with somebody who'll come train me? And then, great, I'll come, or somebody else who's trained will come and work with you. We will show you exactly how to do it. We'll work with you. It's not a critical thing. I mean, we're not asking you to do what you can't. Just do what you can.
Just do what you can. Call up, donate to get more of these petitions printed at coloradoforequalrights.com. Call up, say, I'd like a petition. Ask for them, get them in your hands, and start getting signatures. And if you live in the Denver metro area, you got an hour. Now, an hour to get to 72nd and Oak in Arvada, that's not too hard. And if you're a little bit late, that's okay. We're not going to kick you out. And I'm going to be there. I'm eager, Cal. This will be a lot of fun. And so we're going to have a great time in just 1 hour from now.
And even if you can't come, even if you can't come for the training tonight, but you're planning to go to the parade tomorrow night in Denver, come on. Just come a couple hours early. Call us, meet up with us, and we'll do on-the-job training as you go. It's a lot of fun together.
Denver's Parade of Lights, there's going to be a lot of people there, a few hundred thousand people, and that's an opportunity to collect signatures.
Yep.
Right? How will they know where to meet you guys? Now, that's important. We'll figure that out. You could call this number, 719-749-2164. You could call that number also. Maybe we'll get you another number on our website, kgov.com. But in an hour at Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, 72nd and Oak, and tomorrow night at the parade, there's a parade on Saturday, too.
We're going to hit that one. There's a parade in Colorado Springs. We're going to have people at that one. Parades are excellent events. Sunday, let's start doing them in our churches.
So,
folks, you can volunteer to be your church coordinator. Your pastor, your priest, he doesn't have time to call and do all this. But you can volunteer to be your church coordinator. And even if your pastor or your priest is against this, you can still get your membership book out and say, hey, yeah, this is so-and-so from church. Remember me? Well, okay, maybe we haven't met yet. I'm going to be standing outside of church with my personhood amendment petition. Please stop and sign it.
Cal, when we promote an event like a protest, a lot of people are afraid to protest. We get maybe 1 out of 100 listeners who will go to a protest. With this, I think we need 1 out of 5 listeners to say, you know what, I'm going to do this. In fact, we're going to meet at 18th and California at the Quest building at 4:30. That's tomorrow. Okay. And that's for the parade. May God bless you.